Chris Boardman. I think I'm Viva Ambassador is the official title.
And if you could just tell me a bit about what the Tour of Britain is all about.
Well, Tour of Britain is Britain's biggest cycling race, and it's been established or re-established because it's been in various guises. It's been around for years, but over the last few years it's really become a part of our culture, actually a part of our what we see in Britain, and people expect to see it, and it's become an enormous event. And I mean, what we were doing today is getting another major sponsor to come along and back it, which secures it for the future, and I think that's really important that we have that, and it's in the capital, and it keeps cycling visible. So it's not just good, a spectacle for people to go and watch and race. It keeps cycling as a mode of transport for normal people doing normal things. Just keeps it visible every day, which is so important.
And how important is it that it goes through the whole of Britain to keep everyone interested in it?
Well, in a week, we can only do bits of it. So it's got a sort of a northwest bias this year. It's a southish, a lot of Wales last year, and it moves around. So it's a chance to showcase what the country has to offer. We see some spectacular scenery. Some of the helicopter footage is brilliant. And I think all of us, we watch travel programmes on the TV, and it makes you think, oh, I want to go there. Well, that's what this is. It's more than just a bike race and a day out for people. It shows off our country, and it's the best. I can't think of any other sporting event that could do that.
And we get some of the world's best riders in the Tour of Britain. How important is that for British cycling?
It's become one of the most important events for preparing for the World Championships, which happens a few weeks after. So it's very well placed on the cycling calendar, and it's a very competitive calendar. And because we're saying this is now well established, this event, and it looks to be it's going to be staying for years to come, the riders themselves start to invest, and it becomes part of their annual activity. And even for the bike riders to come and ride around on the streets of London is a pretty cool thing to do. So it's becoming established with everybody, the cycling community, the professionals, families who come to watch it, and as a piece of television to watch as well.
And how hard is the route this year?
Route's always horribly hard. People underestimate the British roads time after time. We specialised in short, hard climbs, really sharp climbs. Stage 2, which is around Lancashire, and I know those roads well, is going to be absolutely brutal, and it'll make fantastic viewing. So we've got a little bit of everything, to be honest. We come down from Edinburgh, we'll have the wind off the North Sea. That's going to mix it up a bit as well. So we've got a bit of everything, really.
And the final stage is here in London. What's planned for that?
I think it'll be a sprint finish here in London, because it's relatively flat, as we know. Ironically, the finish has moved this year because of the cycling superhighway that's going in, so all the infrastructure has been put in. So I don't think anybody's going to object to that. But we've still got a beautiful finish with the Palace backdrop, and a slightly uphill finish, which might change the sprint a little bit this year.
And you were part of it last year. You worked on it last year. What was that like?
I just love to see, not just people watching bike races and to see a bike race and see it on television. I enjoy the amount of people that just come for a day out, and cycling is associated with family day out. So when the Tour de France was in 2007, there was 2.5 million people came and watched the race, and there wasn't a single arrest. You know, it's a lovely statistic that says what this sport is about. So it's different things to different people. Some the kids will come for the colour and events that are on around it. Some people are fanatical about the racing and everything in between. It's whatever you want to make it, really.
Are you surprised with how popular it's become, particularly since the 2012 Olympics?
No, not really. I think cycling really took hold 2007 when the Tour was here, as I mentioned. Everyone went, wow, it's a great spectacle. What is it? I don't know, but it's great. And then we had all the success at the Olympics in 2008, and people started to get familiar with cycling and familiar with the names. And then we built on that. And then when the Tour came here, Tour de France came here last year, particularly Yorkshire, I've never seen anything like it. The Tour de France organisers have never seen anything like it. You couldn't tell where the race stopped and the crowd started. It was just a sea of people. And it was fantastic. And this event makes sure that that kind of thing just continues and it becomes part of our national culture.
And the Tour de Yorkshire starts this weekend. Do you expect the same from that?
I'm interested to see how that's going to go. I mean, it's a hard act to follow, really. It's like the guys at the Olympic Games, you know, you go and get that many gold medals, you can't continue that kind of success. So it's going to be tough in Yorkshire, I think. It'd be a great event to watch, but it'll take commitment to make sure it stays there year after year before everybody starts to invest in it. So I wish them well. I'm going to be watching it over the weekend.
And Team Wiggins makes its debut. What do you expect from that?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I think we're all waiting to see what that looks like. And Bradley could potentially win the event as well. If they let him go, because he can't sprint, Bradley, but if they, a moment's inattention, let him get up the road, he'd be a hard person to bring back. So it'd be great if he could perform in the inaugural event.
And in June, Bradley's attempting to break the hour record. You've had some experience in that yourself.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it a couple of times. Yeah, riding round in circles fast. Yeah, that was one of my specialities. I think he'll set a mark that's so impressive, it will be very difficult for anybody else. You can't say that a record won't be beaten, but it means that the next person will have to be prepared to fail, because with record attempts, there's no second place. You get it or you fail. So I think he's going to set the bar very high.
And what part of the Tour of Britain are you most looking forward to?
I think the stage two that I mentioned, because I know the roads around Lancashire, that'll provide some spectacular racing. And after that, finishing in the capital is always something special. You know, it's something of a cliche, but it's an iconic city. And to see it meshed together with cycling on the television, I think is fantastic.